What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think the two best things he brings are, one, the willingness to take swings and take a risk, right? Like, we have seen the Blue Jackets go all in. You think of those past deadlines when they knew there was a chance of Bobrovsky and Panarin leaving, and they went, you know what? We're going to go all in this year while we can. And I think the fact that he'll have that vision to take a risk and then actually commit to it is something we don't always see with general managers. They hem and haw a little bit too much. So I think that's something the Sabres can use.
Shayna Goldman on with Sabres Live, talking about Jarmo Kekäläinen and saying the thing that a lot of people are liking about the hire, the aggression for the senior advisor to Kevin Adams.
It's the first thing we talked about.
It's the perfect devil on the shoulder saying, do it. You want to do something aggressive? Let's do it. That's fun. And I think it's what it is for me that makes me feel so good about this. It's fun. It's fun to go and do something. It's fun to do that. Sometimes you have mistakes or regrets when you have your fun looking at you, Tim Murray. Sometimes you wake up and go, where the hell am I? Why is my phone dead?
Right. Find yourself in some
These are
spots.
Not my shoes. Like, that's what Tim Murray did. Tim Murray's fun was you wake up and you're like, I have no idea where I am. But there is something to having a little bit of aggression, going and getting a player. And with the free agency that's about to stare at everybody in the National Hockey League, having someone that's a go-getter is not a bad idea. Having someone that manages to bring Johnny Gaudreau to Columbus, that's a good person to have in your corner right now because the Sabres are a really hard sell.
Yeah, and it's I would like to point out the similarity in market between Columbus and Buffalo.
Go for it.
Those are two teams that are on almost every no trade list in the league, right? That's what, you know, Adams talked about. No palm trees, taxes are tough.
Which I love the quote nowadays because there's enough players talking about income tax-free states.
Yeah, we can get into that too. But they're like, I think that his ability to find those sort of moves that matter like that will just add such a different level of aggression. Aggression's a word I keep using, and I almost feel like it's too harsh. It's a willingness to take a chance on a move that you don't know is going to work, but you know you can make it happen, even in a market like Buffalo, like Columbus, that you don't have attractors that are outside of your organization. You're not going to draw a lot of people to Buffalo because you take them to Canal Side. It's cool.
It's neat.
But it's just not the kind of city that's a magnet for professional sports players. And I think that Yarmo found a way to bring in big time, big name players to a very similar small market in the Northeast in Columbus that will prove beneficial in Buffalo.
And again, this free agency does have a lot to do with something like that. And I think this is a better time than any to get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Casey in Youngstown. Casey, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Hey, guys. Hope you're doing well. I woke up this morning wanting to play Fantasy GM.
Yes.
And I've got a good idea. Probably people will disagree, but whatever. I think I'm taking the highest offer I can on Paterka, whether that's players, roster player, whatever, since we have to give them a contract, whether it's a bridge deal or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm taking the biggest swing I can at Marner. I think Marner might be a bit of an offensive upgrade on Paterka, and neither one of them are going to be, you know, high on the back jack and, you know, that type of player like Alex Tuck, but I think for like a one-for-one type of swap and whoever you're going to get from Paterka, I think that's a really good start at upgrading this team for next year. Because you got to – I don't want to blow up the whole team, but I want to blow up that core a little bit. And I think Jack Quinn's another player that I would be looking to move on from as soon as possible.
Casey, I appreciate it. And actually, hold on a second here, because I have said this multiple times now. I think that your order of operations is the one thing that I would change. I'm willing to trade J.J. Paterka, but I need it in blood first that we get Mitch Marner secured here first in order to have that safety net.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, so Casey, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. That's perfect, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly what I've been saying is I'm comfortable trading Paterka if and only if I've got Mitch Marner secured. If Jarmo Kekäläinen can help, first of all, if Kekäläinen assists Kevin Adams, or even if he doesn't assist Kevin Adams in getting Mitch Marner, Owen, you know how much I've talked about this. Everyone's probably heard me at this point talk about this. If they get Mitch Marner, I'm going to be insufferable. I don't want to promise that I'm not. But I'm going to try to do a backflip for the first time in my life on this floor, and it would probably not work. So you don't get to hear me be insufferable, but from a hospital bed, I will say everything if I told you so to anyone that is willing to listen to the point where the doctors will kick me out and wheel me out of the place.
Yeah, I definitely think the point you made about the order of operations being critical there is the biggest issue with Casey's idea. You need to be sure that you're not trading away Paterka before you have a replacement for Paterka, unless you're getting a replacement for Paterka in the trade. I don't think you're going to end up better subtracting Paterka's 68 points
mm-hmm.
without adding a pretty significant amount of offensive production in the, you know, in to replace it.
And it does not have to be Marner in particular either.
No, I don't. I'm
willing to trade Paterka if, say, they bring in Nikolai Ehlers, but that's still a piece. Sabres Twitter nailed it on the head. Years and years and years ago, when they were like, we really like Jason Zucker. That sounds like a great idea. And even now, Jason Zucker, at the age that he is, still performed pretty dang well according to expectation. Sabres Twitter, for years now, has been on Nikolai Ehlers.
Yep. I like the player. He's a facilitator.
For the second time, bring the prodigal son home.
Yeah. I think if you can make a shakeup that involves moving Paterka out. I don't love the idea. I really like Paterka. I think mm-hmm. he's a extremely dynamic offensive star. I think he's a star. I think if this team becomes what we all want it to become in terms of playoffs and eventually contenders, J.J. Paterka is the kind of B-level star that you need and want on a Stanley Cup contending team. To me, he feels very much like Willie Nylander in Toronto. Not a lot of defensive mindfulness mm-hmm. or maybe some effort or attitude questions at times, but undeniably productive offensively will help your team.
Yes, and I do think that there's something to be said about that. The other part to the call was Mitch Marner is better defensively than people give him credit for.
Yeah.
Do I think he should be getting Selke votes? Maybe not. But I do think that he is, in his own end, at least responsible. He's not Pat Kane.
100%.
So that's the other thing. Like, Mitch Marner, he is someone you can trust to play on your penalty kill, as a matter of fact.
Oh,
he
very is, trust. You would. A lot of teams would pay him a lot of money and will pay him a lot of money to be on their number one penalty kill unit.
Yeah, he has.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Mitch Marner is someone you can play in those tough situations with a minute left. Oh, yeah. And trust him, and he's got the speed to do it.
I think that Marner is a different... He's effective defensively in a different way than many fans are prepared to admit is effective. He's not a big, heavy body that gets in the way. He's one of the greatest hockey minds in the game right now. He understands where passing areas are, where you want to keep players. He understands how to consume space even with limited size and with a good stick that really limits other offensive stars' abilities to make the kind of plays that they want to make because he knows how to make them. That's what makes him effective. He's very, very aware of what other players are trying to do. And you can see him kill a lot of plays, not in a fashion that many fans are used to in just pinning a guy on the boards, having your D come in and help, strip the puck, and you're out of your zone. Mm-hmm. He knocks pucks out of the air, deflects passes out. That's his defensive game. It's just a little minor point about Marner. If you want to talk about him defensively, you got to recognize his individual style as a defensive.
It's almost
player.
Like skill-based defense.
It is, 100%.
And it's weird to say it like that because that's typically not what you think of. But, again, Marner still is the face of the ideal. He is the face to, I need the Sabres to do something aggressive in free agency. Kekalainen helps the vision that I've had. Marner's the face to it. Do I realistically expect the Buffalo Sabres to get Mitch Marner? No, I don't think that at all. I would be foolish to think that there's a better than like 1% chance that they actually do this. That said, it's not zero.
And it would be a complete organizational shift.
But it's also the face of the ideal.
Right.
When I was talking about Myles Garrett to start the NFL offseason, it was the face of the ideal. I need them to improve their pass rush in any way possible. They need to get a bigger name in here, someone that is productive to do so. They don't get Garrett, obviously. He signs a massive extension with Cleveland. I hope Cincinnati wins six games this year because they don't know what they want to do with Trey Hendrickson.
Right.
It's just, there's too much. All right, we're going to squeeze this call in here. Rich in Lakeview, we're up against it. So what you got for us?
Yeah, man, I think this reeks of Eddie Murphy's coming in America. We got an assistant to the assistant manager. Ultimately, man, I think this comes on the players. I think it's life according to Shorzy. I'm an old style guy. You know, I think you were more upset when my Kaz Chiefs beat your Buffalo Bisons at Nichols than any one of these guys in the locker room who just, like, it's 3 hours before I get to 40 Thieves. I mean, can this guy change the locker room culture? Because it doesn't matter who we cycle. They don't set the tone. Like Shorzy says, they don't like to win more than they hate to lose. Mm. And until I can see a foot put down, I thought Lindy was going to change it. Man, you've been in high-level locker rooms. What the heck is going on with these guys?
I think
Rich, thank you, by the way.
Yeah, good call. I think that there is absolutely a large part of the struggles for the Sabres that does fall on the players. That's undeniable. But I think that there's also there's a big stink on this organization that I think it makes it difficult for players to feel invested in the way that they need to be and can be if the environment provides what it needs to provide. And I think if you are able to do that, I think Yarmo could help do that. I think you can get that desire to win out of these players.
I think an aggressive move also sells to the team, we do believe in you.
Right. I think that also
could. That also could do that. So, Rich, appreciate the call, though. We're up against it. We got to get going here. Come back. Booty cheek of the week. Find out what we're pointing the target at here. And having a lot, there's a lot to ridicule. Certain coaches eliminated from the conference finals, for example. A certain NLL team talking and writing a cash that they couldn't quite check. Plenty of it on the options available here coming up next on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.